The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to a brand new episode of The Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
An explosion. Old-timey car noise. Awooga! I claim Reed Schaefer as my own.
That I love Daily Faceoff and everything about it, even their starting goalie tool.
Wow.
Can I be in it?
No.
RIP to the beat cast.
All right. Shout out to Surveyor Brett for throwing that bad boy together.
If you're listening to this right now, don't ever stop sending Tyler intros to the podcast.
Honestly, don't. It makes my life so much easier. It's great.
I like it.
Yep. I see no issue with us continuing to do this.
It's kind of like our version of Robin songs in a way.
Yeah, just a lot more G-rated.
Yeah.
Why not? Where should we start? Because it's just the three of us today. No Wanye.
Can we start with what you're eating?
Ah, damn it. I said, okay.
That is the most, like, I respect a good budget meal. I really do. But this one is, this one is outrageous.
Like, Not even a can of tuna. I don't like tuna. Oh, wow, that's
you got no chicken on there. You've just got
down for that.
You got a tuppy full of rice and carrots.
So last night,
a little bit of sauce,
a little bit of soy sauce. Yeah,
just soy sauce. He had some unused packets in one of his drawers.
So last night for dinner in the
wait a minute. So this is a prepared meal. This wasn't like shit. I gotta like smash something together.
I got one of those pre-made packs of ginger beef from the grocery store. Uh-huh. I was like, that looks good. Gonna do that with some rice and some fried veggies because you know I like my fried veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate too much of the beef last night. Did not leave enough for lunch today.
Got a ration, bro.
I know. So then I go to leave my house today at whatever, 12:39. And I have my live show has been done for 6 minutes. I got a radio hit in 20 minutes. And I got this show at 1:30 in the office. And I was like, this is all I got time to grab. So I just grabbed it. Now I'm eating just rice, carrots, and soy sauce.
You got a quotient. You got a ration, mm-hmm, your protein. So for instance, last night was past the night at the Downton household.
Oh, do you have a glass of wine?
So we had I got a beer advent calendar. So having a tall can of beer every day. And on weekdays, I don't like to drink too much because two reasons. Becoming a dad, you start stressing out about being having a hangover and having to wake up in the middle of the night to feed your kids. So I get that fear. So I keep it pretty tight during the week. So I didn't have one. Anyways, made pasta with this beautiful. So two things: I had to make meat for my pasta, mm-hmm, and then I also have the pasta sauce that comes with the pasta, which is this beautiful truffle tomato sauce that, mm-hmm, my cousin carries in her store on Lacombe. And I made enough pasta to last, so I have another meal for today. So I had to portion my meat accordingly for the amount of pasta I was having last night to make sure I have equal amounts of protein enjoyment for tonight's meal, but also I recognized my sauce management, knowing that sauce kind of like, I don't know what happens. Sauce over like an amount of time in your fridge just kind of like disappears. So I left some sauce in the jar to top up to bring it back to the level that it was last night.
You've mastered the cooking for leftovers, is what it seems like.
Well, it's not without having days like you're having right now.
Yeah.
And really trying to remember the those lessons and deploying them later in life, yes.
I feel like I'm never going to get into Dangerous Wade's good books after he hears what I'm eating
well,
right now.
Well, Dangerous Wade, what type of wine would you pair with rice, soy sauce, and carrots?
I might be tempted to pour some wine in there, a little flavor.
The only wine I can think of is a punch in the face. Yeah. That is just a disrespect to wine, period.
Again, I love a good struggle meal, but this one is...
a little bit too far for your
liking. This one's incredible. This is like, you might as well just roll in here with bread and ketchup on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. I'm just very hungry.
I see that. You're really going to town on that. But let me tell you, that's going to fill you up for about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Juan, that's a busy man.
Jesus, Murphy, I thought maybe I'm late. I might have missed something. I see I've missed nothing.
I'm eating just carrots and rice.
And soy sauce. At least you tried.
At least I didn't you tried.
I didn't eat it while I was driving either. So that,
well, that's because it's rice. You'd be wearing half of it. That's more finesse.
Yeah.
Can't just you're right. Pile in your mouth like a fettuccine Alfredo.
Sounds good. Anyways, speaking of finesse, the Oilers scored 8 goals last night. Thoughts?
They needed that one, man. Like... there's those kind of unwritten old-timey rules where you don't run up the score maybe, but as the game was going on, I'm just like, fuck them, pile it on, because they had way too many players that need something good to happen. And there was a bunch of them that got points last night. 12 different Oilers got points last night.
Yeah, it had to be treated as a slump buster. We can't be excited that the Oilers beat the wheels off of the Arizona Coyotes on the heels of a 14-game, 48-year road trip.
So funny.
No.
That's exactly what should happen.
That's exactly it.
Is the team any better? No, but, what should happen, happened. This is what we were saying on Owen Every Day yesterday. If they don't do that, then, what the hell are we even doing?
Yeah, what's...
Also, very profitable night on the sports betting last night. Oh, it was great. Any Oilers bet hit last night, basically.
That was one of those ones where it felt like a trap almost, but I bet with my heart anyway. Because if the Oilers lost that game, me losing a couple of shekels, that would have been the last thing I was worried about. So I went heavy, hard in the paint.
Yeah, you're right. You would have been miserable had they lost anyways. I told you, I said 9-1 on Oilers minus 5.5 goals or whatever I said on Owen Every Day. Everything was hitting.
I went Betway only offers a 3 minus 3.5 puck line. I shouldn't say only.
Yeah.
So Kansans. I smashed that. Oilers to win over 6.5. Connor 2 points. Smashed that. And then Betway had a boost on Oilers to win with a Connor goal. Smashed that. It's a great day.
Smashed it all.
Just smashed it all.
I had my best one last night was Nugent Hopkins to score and Draisaitl to score at +400.
Whoa. That's a good one.
That's juicy. That's nice. I love a nice +400.
Can we agree that Brett Kulak is on the heater of his life?
That shot, too, that he scored with last
night. Golden 2 straight. He's strutting around. He's not even celebrating out there.
Unstoppable, that shot last night.
He's a boss. Yeah. He's the new Chris Russell.
And if you follow the Daily Faceoff DraftKings charts, you would have had Brett Kulak because he was one of Brett's top value Brock's top value D-men.
Oh, I had paid off. I did a captain's mode last night and misplayed who my captain was. I thought Stuart Skinner was going to get a shutout or something, but when you only make 7 saves and you allow 2 goals,
not a great fantasy.
It wasn't a good fantasy night for Skinner.
Can we talk about our boy Clean Costin? Bagged Milk's laptop going nuts. Your ringtone is the best.
Kleem won over the fans last night. I'll tell you that much.
He's doing a lot of stuff. He's got a lot of photographically worthy things going on. Hugging Zach Hyman, pretending his mic is a stick, or vice versa.
And nothing gets this city going quite like a Gordie Howe hat trick. Mm-hmm. And against Zach Kassian.
And then saying he doesn't want to fight after. Adorable.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it was good. It looked like it was due. Like, he was getting in the mix a few times. So it's good. Like, he brings some physicality. Like, we need, you know, and apparently he can, like, well, and he's also been due to score. I know this is his second goal, but, like, he's put himself in positions to score and had opportunities. So it's nice to see him convert. But, like, it's just nice to have I'm not saying he is the answer, but it's nice to have a player like that on the roster. And we need a little bit more grit, and he definitely, you know, adds to being part of that solution.
Again, we're trying not to overreact to a win over the Coyotes.
You can't. Like, the Oilers weren't even pumped. Every goal, they're just like, whatever. But, like, that's business as usual. Let's just get our shit back on the rails. Now we're
Minnesota.
Minnesota, no, but then Bill Belichick's. We're on to Cincinnati. That came into my head.
So you don't approve of the conversation today on Oilers Nation Every Day, which was potential claim cost and extensions?
No. I would extend them. Sure.
Infinity years, infinity term.
Extend them. You could probably sign him for a 2-year $750 right now.
Well, what's interesting is Klim Kostin doing what he's doing. Tyler Benson got put on waivers today to go down to Bakersfield.
He's the Benson killer.
But it's down. Because Klim Kostin is doing what he's doing that Benson got sent down.
And Vogel's healthy.
Oh, is Fogel back?
I think that's the word, is that Fogel will probably be ready to go tomorrow.
We need some body. The bird back, is man. The word,
yeah. Fogel and Kostin on a line. Sure. That sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, sure.
I just want depth players to score. Like,
yeah, and Fogel was scoring before he got hurt.
McDerrick Ryan last night.
Oh, what a goal.
That was a nice goal.
Like, just like he was back at Claire Drake Arena, baby.
I just show you all these guys have such skill. Yeah. Like, Derek Ryan is such a serviceable, smart hockey player.
I've liked
player.
Him this year.
Oh, yeah. I've liked him ever for always.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Yeah. He's your favorite player of all time?
All time.
Derek Ryan jersey?
Really? Derek Ryan? I didn't know that. Wow.
I look for the complete person, and he is that.
Yeah. You've seen everything you need to see.
Two first names. What else do you need?
I am getting very close to buying my Dylan Holloway jersey. I notice I have affinity for jerseys with the number 55.
Mark Letetsu.
Which reminds me, I am wearing my Ulanoff Oilers shirt with the embroidered 55 on it.
I like that we... Oh, wow. Stitched on. Stitched, I like that we all on.
This was his actual shirt when he played for the Oilers.
Really?
I got it. Rod Phillips gave it to me. Oh, he used to be my neighbor.
Hasn't washed it either.
Nope. I refuse to wash it.
Got that Ulanoff stank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Smells like block shots and
vodka.
Sure.
Who among us?
I do like the bit you're on right now, Beg Milk, of posting a cocktail every night, being like, it's the holidays.
Yes, a bit.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, real life, but you've turned it into a social media bit.
Last night was the perfect opportunity. The tree lights were on. I was feeling good, feeling festive. Mm-hmm. Poured myself a little rum. Only one, though. Only one. I was dancing with the crack, and anything more than that, I might fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Chalmers starting the lawnmower or whatever you said?
No. That'll be towards the end of the month when the old lawnmower gets started up. But now I'm just pacing myself, just sneaking in there.
Yeah, just building up a foundation.
Yeah.
Get yourself ready. Lunchtime update. I ran out of carrots, so no more rice. I'll just throw it out.
Oh. You don't want to carb up with the rest of that rice.
No. Yeah. Once I started getting to the end of the carrots there, I was like, yeah, this is getting pretty lean. So I'm done with it. I put it away.
But that's like a solid 80 calories you consume there.
It filled me up. Whatever. Okay. It's a judgment-free podcast or something along those lines.
It is definitely not a judgment-free
podcast. This is a judgment-filled podcast. Yeah.
Yes. No one is safe in this podcast.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I want to talk about this because I feel bad, and I also feel like the listeners will get a real kick out of this. We talked about it on Owen Every Day. So on the last podcast, I made a joke that I didn't feel good about. I said people like you less as you go through your 30s. And I thought it irritated you, Bagno. I felt like it was a cheap shot. I didn't like it. I was being mean. Later that night, Danger Suede makes a meme about me canceling all of Bag Milk's fun, puts a tombstone, says, like, rest in peace, Bag Milk, ruined, or Tyler ruined his birthday and then he put today's date.
It was his birthday.
Yeah. So Frank Saravalli texts me and goes, was today Bag Milk's birthday? And I immediately, yes. I'm sitting at the Oilers game and I'm like, fuck, I am in trouble. This is not good. And I was like, I don't know, is it?
Forgot the old lady's birthday again, eh, Ramchuk?
Yeah. So I then text Jay and I'm like, is today Bag Milk's birthday? And you said, yes, that's why I bought him a bottle of wine, which you did do. So that played into the bit. I feel guilty. I'm texting Bag Milk being like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. Feeling like he now hates me legitimately. Although I know you and you don't like people to make a big deal out of your birthday. So you probably wouldn't have cared that much anyways. But anyways, Frank then finds out it's also a bit, but is feeding into it with me, texting me being like, you're screwed, man. I felt really bad for a little bit until I checked your Facebook to check your actual birthday.
Yeah. So the lesson there is that I need to unfriend everybody. Mm-hmm. This bit could have gone on for quite some time and I was going to let it.
You know, what's funny? You and I are exchanging screenshots of our conversation.
Oh, you Tyler. Guys, come on.
We wanted to really have a corroborated story here. And then you say, oh shit, he's checked Facebook. He knows it's not my birthday. And then you send me a text saying, hey man, I know you're pulling my leg here. Like, I know you guys are joking because you went and checked Facebook, but like, you're trying to play it up as if you like are just calling us out now.
Well, I was calling you out now. But, like, I figured it out.
In fact, you know, you just checked the Facebook. Like, it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah. So then Frank also sent me a screenshot being like, Tyler's like, I think this is a joke. I'm pretty sure this is a joke. And then there was my Facebook page with my actual birthday on it. It was great. I would have let that go probably until my actual birthday had.
Can you imagine if Zuckerberg it would have actually lasted that long?
Oh, man, I wish we were still going on it.
If there's one thing I can do, it's stretch out a bit until it is long past dead. And this was one that I had planned to have that happen.
Okay, he goes, today wasn't Bag Milk's birthday, right? I just start laughing. And then Tyler goes, shut up. I'm going to feel so bad if it is. Seriously, just answer it. I'm like, it is his B-day. This is too funny. You go, oh, no. I'm like, that's why I gave him that bottle of wine in caps. Why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I didn't want to pile on. I literally made a joke on the pod about getting old and people like liking you less. This is awful. And then you're like, are you fucking with me? And then I said, yes. And then you said, I knew it.
On my end, I get, I forgot it's your birthday. What the fuck? And my response was, the hits just keep on coming. And then he goes, no, I literally made a joke about you getting old today on the podcast and it's your birthday. I legitimately feel so bad. Happy birthday. I love you despite the current state of our relationship. Fast forward probably 5-6 minutes and then he goes, wait, is this a joke? Is this a joke, you jokester? Fuck, I was panicking thinking I had to buy you something tomorrow because I didn't know it was your birthday.
Oh, that was a fun 7 minutes.
It was. I was sitting there like while the play's going on, I'm at the Oilers game just not paying attention at all. I'm just on my phone like texting.
Well, you asked, is it Bag Milk's birthday? I immediately send the screenshot to Bag Milk to ask me how I should proceed.
Yeah, you guys executed that well. Good work.
And of course, you got to let him run with it.
Yeah.
So then when Frank texts me, he's like, happy birthday, man. I was like, it's not my birthday, but for some reason, Tyler thinks it is. And then he sent me the Photoshop from Danger Suede, and I was like, oh, okay. Definitely not my birthday, but like, let's keep it going. He's like, I'm in.
You guys got me. You guys got me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an exciting update. Nation Dan just hit me up with a really exciting text because we've been trying to lock this down for a long time. We have secured... our watch party bar in Vegas.
Woo! Where are we going?
Tom's Watch Bar. I believe it's in New York, New York. So right close to our hotel.
Like spitting distance.
So anyone who's coming on our trip or is going to be in Vegas, Tom's Watch Bar, follow us on social media. We'll give you more details. But we are throwing a watch party there on the Friday night to watch, I believe, are they playing San Jose or Anaheim? Anyways.
San Jose.
They're playing San Jose the night before. We're going to throw a watch party for that in Vegas, just like we did last time. Everyone is invited.
Last time we had one of these, we started a Tyler Ennis chant in Vegas. Guarantee that's the only time it's ever happened on the Vegas Strip.
We scored, didn't he?
Yeah.
If there's something...
assisted by Athanasiou.
What a time.
If there's one thing I love about Nation Vacations is the random chants that happen in the bar. Like, it just reminds me of in Winnipeg. The Mark Letestu chant that went at the bar in Winnipeg we were at was the best thing ever.
Legendary.
I still have it in my phone. I love it.
A good four-syllable player name that you can chant. That is good.
That's something that really starts to annoy me.
Full name, four syllables, or just the last name?
Well, like Tyler Ennis.
Okay, gotcha.
Mark Letestu.
When teams like the Flames try to do that chant, but they don't have enough syllables to make it work, that really annoys me. Go Flames Go is right there. Not Let's Go Flames.
No, they go Flames Go, don't they?
But they also mix in the other one.
Oh.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No.
I also noticed it with the Wild the other night as well. I was watching a Wild game. Let's go Wild.
Wild.
Go Wild Go also sounds weird. Go Wild. Just sucks to be the Wild.
Yep.
Yeah. Not everyone is given such a great name like the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yep.
Concur.
Episode 435 brought to you by DoorDash and Oodle Noodle. Promo code GAMEDAY25 gets you 25% off and no delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app. Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong. We're going to pause for an ad. Be right back.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Were you at the game last night?
No.
I'm just curious. I haven't seen it online yet, although admittedly I haven't spent much time looking. I was curious what the Zach Cassian tribute was like. And I was almost wishing Chalmers was here to see if that is a valid player deserving of a...
7 seasons.
Well, that's what
he
I mean.
Was
Where's
here
the cutoff?
Wow, yeah, I forgot about that.
He played 400 games with the Oilers. I was like, what? Holy shit, he's been with us for a minute.
So I was just curious about what the tribute video was like last
week. Ending... The Oilers posted on social.
Ah, okay,
and we have it on our TikTok, I think.
Was always pulling things.
Did you see we have our first ever TikTok on Oilers Nation? It hit 1 million views.
What? I did. Yes.
And 50,000 followers on TikTok. Yeah. Good job, Was.
50K followers, Was sent me that this morning. It was 1 million views on TikTok.
What was the post? That's insane.
Ready for this? It's them doing a Santa Claus lookalike on the Jumbotron.
They found Santa at the Oilers game.
TikTok is an interesting place. But you know what? We'll take the credit.
No one knows why the Chinese government wants us to see that post, Jay, but they do.
That's the weirdest thing about the TikTok algorithm. Just sometimes you see things that are just massively big and you watch the video and you go, huh, really?
TikTok's so interesting because you can have 5 followers and you can have a video pop off for 1 million views. Like it's very interesting how they try to get content in front of people. Like
I complained on Better Late Than Never about always having Leafs coverage in an Oilers game, regardless of whether they're playing or not. That video now has got about 30,000, 40,000 views on TikTok. but it's still going like a month later, like actively in the comments, people fighting with each other. And I'm like,
it's wild how I'll be scrolling TikTok and I'll see like a one from your podcast or an Oilers Nation post that I know is like 3 to 4 weeks old, and it'll pop up on my For You page as I'm going.
One of my favorite things to do on TikTok is ruin Tyler's algorithm by sending him the weirdest shit I can possibly find on the internet.
And like, not
and
even
that does that?
Oh yeah. If you watch the video all the way through, it's like, oh, I guess Tyler is interested in this.
And like people who've had facial reconstructive surgery. And then like for 2 days, my TikTok's full of it because he does this shit all the time. The dude walking on his hands, I had to stop watching them because I hate him so much. But then I started
Dude walking on his hands?
At the beginning of the pandemic, there's this dude on TikTok that just decided that he was going to learn how to walk on all fours like a gorilla or something. Time went on, his arms and shoulders and hands and forearms have just become hugely jacked.
It's the
weirdest thing ever. So I'd be like 265 days in a row of walking on all fours, and he's like climbing on poles and shit.
Okay.
So like I'll send these to Tyler because I know he hates them, but I'll try to mask them as something else. It's my favorite thing.
It's like the click on the link to get the wood photo.
Yep. And then there's our boy on the side of the bed.
Did anyone, when it was super cold, anyone see there was a meme going around of wood? It's like, this is how cold it is, and he's fully clothed. It's the same photo, but he's wearing clothes. That's how cold it is outside. That's good content.
Yeah, that's great content. Anyway.
Wood.
Send Tyler TikTok videos. He likes
don't.
It.
Wanya, what were you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. You're a chump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you're not a chump, you Ramchek. I don't remember anymore the moment passed. Oh, just that people are so bizarre on TikTok. What else of crazy shit have you seen? I've never even logged on to TikTok.
That's wild.
I know my life would be over.
Like the other day, I sent Tyler a video of a guy with no arms and just how he navigates life, like drinking with straws and stuff.
That one was interesting.
It was awesome. I enjoyed it. I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, that one didn't mess me up too much. It was like a good normal educational video.
Mess me up.
There was a lady who
did
a shit ton of cocaine in her lifetime and had no nose and was getting a reconstructed nose, but they took like the back of her head, so there was like hair on the nose. I love prison TikTok, Wanya. I don't know how guys are getting phones in there, but man, is it great.
It's so funny. Some guys' setups are impressive.
And you watch them cooking and stuff. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
What do you mean they're setups, your MJ?
Because they'll have these setups where, like, full-on TV, cable, like, they got their cell phone with them, everything.
Well, they're running a fucking Best Buy in there.
Honestly.
Everything gets in from the officers. Everybody buys stuff off the guards. That's what I know from YouTube.
Really?
That yep.
Makes sense.
Anyway,
they'll give
me,
you,
I'll
like,
get
a
on
cell phone for $500 in most prisons.
I'll
and then
get on
they
TikTok
may be the people
that
take it away from you the next day.
I watched a guy, Wanya, make a little homemade grill in his prison cell. I found it fascinating. Yeah. He used his toilet seat.
Yeah.
Stainless steel.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yep.
Got it hot. Cook whatever on there.
Yeah, I cooked a sausage specifically. Delicious.
Like a sausage, not his sausage, right? He didn't forget he heated up the toilet seat.
I had a different understanding of what prison sausage was.
No, this was a legit sausage, a Frankfurter even. Cook that baby up on the toilet seat with his weird homemade candle. I love it.
All right.
TikTok, great app.
10 out of 10, clearly.
Yeah, it's like a flat iron grill.
We were chatting about this a little bit before the show started. The contracts that are being handed out in Major League Baseball right now, if you ever want to feel bad about the economic state of the NHL, just... Like, baseball is known as it is dying quicker than any other sport, right? Like, attendance is down every year. TV ratings are down. And then it's like, oh, yeah, Aaron Judge gets $360 million. That's crazy.
Well, the interesting thing about that, too, is you got to admire Judge's balls, though, don't you? Like, having turned down 200.
Like, his actual testicles?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got three of them. It's amazing. He turned down all that money last year, bet on himself, 40 schmil per year for 9 years this year with the Yankees.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous money.
What's Ohtani signing for?
Ohtani should, like, I was thinking about that last night after I saw that number. In theory, Tyler.
Yep.
Should Ohtani almost not get double that? Because like he gets the pitching rate and then the Aaron Judge rate
I think maybe he can only get like a 50% increase.
So
like,
$60 million.
So is he gonna like is he gonna make that?
The thing, and maybe this is a little naive of me, but like who's gonna have that money to give him?
The Yankees?
The Blue Jays. Pay your Rogers cell phone bills.
The Yankees would do it, wouldn't they? They've got all the money in the world, and they don't care about a luxury tax.
But I also wonder what Ohtani wants. Does he want to go to New York?
He wants the...
Does he want to win? Does he want the most money? Because like when
he wants to live with happy people. Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
There is a case to be made for him to legitimately make and be worth $60 million.
Well, with the ownership group behind the Riverhawks, maybe we can afford him.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani to the Riverhawks?
Yeah.
Ohtani boys in the River Valley.
Oh, man. I would buy a Riverhawks Ohtani jersey so fast.
I bought a normal Ohtani jersey that fast. So, yeah, 100%.
Oh, man.
But don't you think you would get... My logic isn't wrong, though.
No. You should get what a high-paid pitcher gets and what a high-paid batter gets.
Yeah, your logic is, like, bang on, and that is part of the issue with, like...
What is a high-paid DH? Because he's a... Oh, no, he plays first base.
No, he'll play in the outfield, but he'll usually just DH.
Oh.
If he plays in the field, he plays right field.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like a high paid DH will make $20 to $30 million, depending on how good they are. So like
and then a pitcher's $20-30 million.
Pitcher's $30 million plus for the quality Ohtani is. So yeah, you're looking at $50 million. He'll probably get like 10 years.
Whatever, you're gonna check. I'm a fan of Saudi soccer. That's nothing to me. Nothing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nothing at all.
Straight up. It's nothing. Wow.
Call it a year of Ronaldo.
That like it's funny because Aaron Judge just signs that massive ticket with the Yankees, but it's almost change compared to what Ronaldo just got.
It's a year and a half of Ronaldo and Judge's 9-year deal.
He's just like, eh.
What do you even do at that point? It's crazy.
You get out there and pretend like you care about soccer. You
fucking go and earn your money because holy cow, they just invested in you.
But like, I feel like at that sum of money, I wouldn't even be trying to earn it. I'd be like,
well,
your
number one output isn't goals. It's like whitewashing or money washing your entire regime. Just by him being there, he's earning his keep.
Yeah. Whew. Wild stuff. Got to give some love to our friends at Tourism Jasper. Jay was out there a couple of weeks ago.
Sure was.
We're working on a bunch of stuff with them. With some big names maybe coming. Should I not be teasing it yet?
Well,
tease it loosely.
Yeah, we'll tease it loosely. We're getting involved with the Pond Hockey Tournament again, which is exciting.
So that is happening.
That is happening. 100% that is happening. So there's a Pond Hockey Tournament that gets held at the JPL. We're going to come and play in it and also activate the event like we did last year at JPL. And Tourism Jasper were super pumped with what happened there. So I believe the On the Bench guys are going to be back, which is great. They're fun guys. You know, there's going to be, we're working on an alumni and, you know, Dr. Frank Saravalli might be getting on a plane and coming and join us. He did. One of Frank's first words out of his mouth when we interviewed him and brought, when he first came and joined the nation is, I'm a good hockey player, you know. Remember that?
No, I don't.
He was he got that out of the way very early in our conversation when we brought him on to Real Life. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that he grew up playing hockey. He's actually a good hockey player. Defenseman, I believe. So we're going to see this in action.
Our team is going to be overrunneth with D-men.
Overrunneth.
A lot of D-men on this team.
Well, to appease Jason Greger, I'll cut my stick down and play forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time out at the Fairmont JPL, though. That Pond Hockey Tournament was a blast last year. They do a great job putting it on as well with Tourism Jasper.
I might be listening to some of our feedback, too, and I don't want to tease it in case they don't. If they're unable to do it, that they want to do it. But, I'm just going to say they're going to try to, and this is just code to Bag Milk and to Tyler, they're going to try to emulate the Pyramid Lake experience into the hockey tournament.
Oh.
But at the JPL.
That'd be
so
cool.
You know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Should I bring my shin pads this year?
There's going to be a shin pad division, I think. If we get more involved with this, there's going to be a shin pad hardo division because if you want to be a shin pad hardo, that is fine.
Otherwise,
we
I'm going
got your division.
Full equipment.
Like no that fucking one around. Team, it doesn't. You throw a pass in the middle. There's a guy sliding across the block, and I'm like, "What are we doing?"
That there was a couple of intense.
It's
games.
Like my guy. I just drank two bottles of red wine last night. I am not into this right now.
Well, and the guy was probably into two bottles of whiskey. Like, anyways,
yeah.
Back to Tourism Jasper for a second. I'm looking at the Marmot Basin website right now, and does it get any better than -6 degrees? Some fresh snow over the last 24 hours. All lifts open. No, it does not.
Marmot Escape Card available now for the year. No blackout dates.
Zero.
It's legit. Shout out to them. Shout out to AMA Travel as well, because we're partnering with them for, well, the trip to Toronto in March.
Well, yeah, and AMA, hello. Yeah. Tom's Watch Party. They're going to be our experience provider for that too.
I know. So I'm telling you guys, between our AMA trip to Vegas, and then later that month, Tourism Jasper, going to Jasper in the JPL. We are in for quite the January.
Yes, and then also because of our friends of AMA and what they're able to do, trip to Toronto.
In March. NationGear.ca, yeah, it's available now, yeah.
Check it out. Let's go. That one's bougie. That one's going to be fancy, but like approachable fancy.
Not like insane. Like
I'm wearing a, well, yeah, I'm wearing a, I'm not changing who I am. I'm wearing a hoodie and staying at the Royal York. The Queen needs to see me in a hoodie.
I'm going
to
sleep in a suit.
Yeah, I bring in a tuxedo.
Well, you know what? Teach their own. If you want to live the lifestyle, go for it. But it's not going to change me.
We like get to the suite for the game, and we're like meeting the big bosses, and like important people. Me and you are dressed like in stepfathers or in tuxedos.
I feel like that they would appreciate.
Well, you should.
I feel like they'd appreciate that.
I would enjoy if you did.
Biggest dorks.
It's my excuse to wear a top hat. Jordan Nat would love to see me in a tux and a top hat.
Top hat bag milk, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, yeah. Do it.
Yeah. How many people are doing that?
It's a lost art.
It is. You don't see a casual top hat anymore.
Like that just used to be everyday wear.
Yep. Unless you're Slash, nobody's wearing that on a Wednesday. What are you looking at over there, Tyler? Are we bothering you?
Yeah, sorry. What are we? We get in the way of something?
No, I'm stressed about having enough time. This is probably going to be one of the shorter episodes of the podcast we've done. So I apologize for that, because that is totally on me.
Why? Your meeting's at 3 and it takes 20 minutes to get there.
I got to edit this.
And you got to edit this.
So that's just what I'm saying, is I'm being mindful of the clock.
So Tyler's going to kill the show early on his murderous rampage that he's on.
If there's one thing Tyler likes to do, it's kill content.
Just kills it.
No, I think I,
when is this replacement for the BeatCast starting?
2023.
Oh, has it been deferred that long?
January 1, 2023.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, it looks like old Bag Milk's still up at bat.
BeatCast is still alive. Get it while you can, folks.
But now I feel bad because, well, I can say this. We're bringing in a new voice to the nation to do this post-game
show. How dare
you?
We should just repurpose ourselves on everything as much as possible.
Well, but now I feel bad because this new person we are bringing into the network is like, boy, a lot of stink about this BeatCast, hey? And I'm like, hey, man, trust me.
Big shoes to fill, new guy.
No, I was like, hey, like, no one's actually mad at you or like thinking you're
are they?
On toes.
I don't know. Yeah.
People BeatCast seem pretty upset.
Yeah, BeatCast is like La Cacarache or Cucarache right now. Can't die.
But you'll
die.
Be a part of the new show.
Maybe. Maybe I'll be too salty.
It's a very emotional thing what's happening here.
It is.
I just don't.
Ripping part of the identity of the nation.
Part of the culture.
I got nothing. You guys are killing my will.
He doesn't have a conscience. He doesn't even care.
No, yeah, I'm cold-blooded.
Yep, that's sociopath shit.
Well, maybe the first episode of the new show, maybe we can tell the full story. But until then, you're a murderer.
Just like I murdered mine and Bag Milk's date to the FIS Snowboard Bigger World Cup presented by Toyota.
That one hurts.
Because that event's awesome.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to it.
I'm not going. And like
you love events sponsored by Toyota.
You guys are making it sound like I'm taking joy in this. I'm legitimately upset.
I still feel like you can pull it off.
It's okay because I'm going to a Valentine's Day celebration on Sunday.
Shut up.
Saturday.
I do my best.
Listen, at the Castle Bag Milk, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on December 10th.
But you guys are acting like it's not even that much of a stretch. It's like 2 weeks.
But the FIS World's Big Air Snowboard Championship, Shred the North, brought to you by Toyota, and Mark Memoris is here for that.
And Max
Parrott. And you're just, that is a bigger deal. This is an event that is helping putting Edmonton on the map, especially mm-hmm. in the snowboard scene.
Yep.
You have the king of Big Air, and who happens to be Canadian. We're very proud, Mark Memoris, in attendance. He's in the city.
He did a press conference the other day.
He's breathing our air.
We should bring him on the pod.
So you can tell him that you're not going to the event?
Hey, man. Thanks for coming down into the studio.
I'm super pumped for this event that I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there, though.
Yeah, he'll be like, who the hell is this guy? Delete everything. You cannot publish this.
Yes.
Or he would have bought into the bit and then told us about his partnership with Subway. Bowlway or whatever. There you go. Shout out to Explore Edmonton. They're a big reason why events like this can come to the city. We love them.
Yeah, big shout out. I was driving by Commonwealth today and just seeing the start of the jump at the top there. Like, it's when you see it, you're like, holy cow, like they're starting from so high up.
It's absolutely bananas.
It is crazy.
They're at the top of Commonwealth.
And then also, I don't know if you've noticed, have you seen some of the practice runs?
No.
They don't have much room to stop. Like they land, it's just like Olympic high jump. Like they don't have much room to stop. Like they land, do their tricks, and then like they're like they gotta put the brakes on. You're up.
Like a bow. Wani, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the Harry and Meghan Netflix documentary that everybody is talking about.
Well, right now. These charlatans. So all the video they're showing, people are looking up the photos online, and like we were. The paparazzi wouldn't leave us alone. And they show clips of paparazzi. It's from the UK Harry Potter premiere. Like shit like this is going on. So I don't know, man.
So you're calling shenanigans.
I don't know one bit.
It sounds like you're calling shenanigans.
Oh, it's all, it's a very strange situation that you're like selling out your family to Netflix and shit. I don't know. It's not cool.
I'm going to watch it, but I have no baseline of knowledge on the royal family. So I figured I'd ask.
Well, it's also strange.
Ask Liam.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to. Sure, I wonder if Liam's pissed off that he's doing this.
He's a monarchist. Yeah, no, Liam's mad.
Liam will also be mad when France beats England tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to bet on
it. You got to think that this is like their Battle of Alberta, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's massive.
And like quarterfinals of a World Cup.
I've been to war many times.
Yeah, this is deep, 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 deep rooted.
My boy Mbappe.
The Battle of the Channel.
Mbappe is legit.
He is legit.
And so is that other guy, Giroud.
I was texting our boy Waz when France was playing Poland last weekend, and Mbappe just ruined their dreams.
Oh, well, he had two?
Two, and they were just laser beams.
Oh, yeah, he can boot the footy, if that's what they say.
Unreal.
But, you know, once again, England's playing for something bigger than themselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
QE2, like, that's a big loss. That's something they got to go and not necessarily avenge is the right term, but, you know, go and do the right thing. In the year of her passing, bring home the World Cup. That's the ultimate sign of respect.
Yeah.
Would be an interesting story.
Wow, that's heavy.
It is. Hey, I once dedicated the Junior Club Championship.
You sure did. I was just going to say, you've delivered.
Going into the final round to Princess Diana, who had passed away that weekend. And
then wins it.
And then won it. Once again, playing for something bigger than myself.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy
hero it. Then and now.
I wanted to wrap this up with a little bit of Oilers talk, actually, because there was something I wanted to touch on earlier and I didn't. What did you make of that Spectre piece on Puljujärvi?
Is Spectre enjoying the back nine of his career by trolling Oilers fans and just being a dick? Because I think he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me,
so I think it's more just like Spectre likes to poke the fucking hive, and this is his latest thing to poke it with.
I just thought like everything he said was accurate in terms of how Yes is playing. Like it's black and white, right? You've got a $3 million player that has one goal. I just thought the tone of it was mean-spirited.
Yes.
And I agree. And I also think I think you have a little bit of a responsibility when you're taking quotes and translating them to maybe provide 100% alternative context. Because, like, that one line that's kind of gotten thrown around the most is the, like, maybe I'm not a top player in the NHL, maybe in another league, but not here or something, right?
Yeah.
And to me, that can be taken so many different ways.
I think you have to talk to the person who wrote the article to get context of that. Because, yeah, the translation can just be so mixed up. Like, I don't, as much as, like, you know, I've got my own thoughts on Puljujärvi. I love the guy and I want good things from him, but I just don't think he's got it to be a $3 million player. Could he still be in the NHL? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, actually? He looked not bad last night.
I know, and it was, like, weird to see him not get a point.
Like, he looked not bad. Like, and when I say this, like, yeah, he goes and he does his check and roll, but, like, he made some, like, heads-up touches with the puck.
They got to stop playing him with McDavid and Draisaitl. Even one of his quotes in that piece is that it's hard to play with those guys. I think it's wildly confusing for him to be out there with those two. I don't think he can keep up. Play him with players who think at the same speed as him.
North-South.
North-South.
North-South, yeah. You can't. But also, when, like, I would be just as guilty as him as well. As, like, if I'm on a line with Leon and Connor, the only thing I'm looking and thinking when I have the puck is to get it to him, even though that might be the worst option at the moment.
Yep. I just think that when he plays with either of those guys, it's just he's overthinking everything.
Yeah, they should, like, he's just, like, keep him on the third line.
But, man, we're talking about a guy who desperately needs something to go his way.
I know, and he's had some chances. Like, he had a good chance yesterday. You know, he's been given some good opportunities, like him falling flat on his face, like to get the puck off his stick. You haven't been seeing that. Like, there's been some, like, you know, like now, like, okay, like, you know, we've been critical of him, and you know, he's not a top six guy, and now let's just live with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
And now, remove the $3 million only for 1 year, but, like, now let's lean into his strengths. And get him with the right people, and let's see if he scores 10 goals this year. Like, you're happy.
Eh. You have to trade him though, don't you?
For $3 million, you're not.
Yeah,
but, like, if you're thinking of him as a bottom six player, you're happy.
I think the Oilers have to trade him because
he's got no value.
I know that, but I still think they have to do it because the reality is you're gonna get beans for him. Or unless it's part of that Carlson trade that they talked about the other day. Who knows how
legit. Frank. Oh, my Lord, Frank.
Yes, a Puljujärvi. To recap that. Yes, a Puljujärvi to the San Jose Sharks for Erik Karlsson, 50% retained.
Like, I would have done that yesterday. Like, you
Frank
can't
says
get me
the
to
Oilers would say no to that. Now, this is for Wanya because he hasn't heard this.
Like, first of all, the money doesn't work there even at 50% retained, so there would have to be something else. But I would do that trade.
You fucking figure if that is a trade, you bury two guys right now in the minors to 100%. Open up that cap space.
You play 100%. With a 12-man roster the rest of the year.
I was like, what?
But I just think they have to move him because the reality is, if you don't, they're not going to qualify him at 3.3 next year. 0% chance that happens. And the other alternative is that he walks for free.
Yeah, but, you know, to get someone to take him at that cap hit, you have to give up another
asset.
No,
you don't.
You don't?
Nah.
Nah, teams charge for money.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you go and are making a deal at the deadline for insert rental here, it's a rebuilding team will be like, you know what? We'll take a stab at him for 30 games. He still has value. He still has potential. Even if we don't see it here right now, another team would look at him and say, we are down in the dumps. Skill is very hard to find. If we can tap into his potential and give him the fresh start, we'll take a chance on that for $3 million for the last half of the year.
You should go to the Kraken.
You know what I found amazing is that Zach Kassian was playing on the fourth line in Arizona last night.
He's been getting healthy scratched out there.
Like, that is wild.
And that roster sucks.
They're terrible.
They're awful.
Yeah. And we won 8-2. Like, mm-hmm. We should. Should have been 8-0.
Yes.
We still, despite not giving up many shots, we still gave up some crazy chances.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was interesting. Skinner was getting lit up in the B-cast last night.
For what?
Because he had a sub-900 save percentage against the Coyotes.
Faced six shots?
Oh. Two went in.
That's a weird thing to get mad about, but okay.
Hey, that's where we're at last night. We're fragile.
182, we had to find something to be upset about.
Yes. B-cast always seems so toxic. God.
Can
just
be.
Kill it. Just get rid of it, yeah. How about Tage Thompson last night?
My God. That guy, like, that guy took some time to develop, but, like, you see this guy play, elite shot, absolute rocket of a shot, sniper, and he's got just the sickest mitts, and he's a giant.
When the Sabres signed him to that $50 million deal in the offseason, I'm like, what are they doing?
That is a, well, to quote Frank Saravalli, a bargoon. Like, he is a $10 million player.
It's just wild, because it's just... I didn't see it coming.
Like Buffalo is a very, like, it's, I'm excited for the city and the fans of Buffalo. Like, yes, of course, for the Bills, but on the hockey side, like, they're like, that is an exciting team.
City's coming up.
Like, it's coming up. Like Tage is coming up. Like, Darlene is now finally kind of finding turning into the player that he's supposed to be. Like, that guy is so skilled. And then they got, you know, I love, like, Alex Tuch, who's pumped to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
Skinner's found some resurgence.
Krebs.
That Eichel deal and the O'Reilly deals are starting to work
finally,
out.
Finally, yeah. So, like, the future is bright for Buffalo.
Yeah. Totally.
There you go. Go Buffalo.
All right. We are going to...
Gregor's happy.
Yeah. Fuck,
what was Tage that Thompson. About?
So, him and Frank had a big debate when Tage Thompson signed. Because Frank was like, no reason to sign this deal if you're Buffalo. He's never going to be worth more than what you paid him, so you could have waited a year. You just signed him after a big year. And Gregor took the stance of, no, he'll be better. This is going to be a bargain. This is a great deal for both sides. So then Gregor to fully...
There's one thing I know about Jason Gregor. He loves it when Jason Gregor is right.
So Gregor went out of his way to buy a Buffalo Sabres t-shirt so he could start wearing it.
He calls it a jersey.
I know, weird.
Keeps calling it a jersey.
And... We're planning, I'll say this on real life, it's like 99% happening. Me, him, and Frank are like, who should we get as a guest next Monday? And Gregor goes, well, you know, Tage Thompson's dad is a coach in the AHL. We could probably get him. So I got the email like 25 minutes ago that we're going to have Tage Thompson's dad on the rundown Monday.
Oh, I thought you were going to get Tage Thompson. I'm like, what? Well,
step one, his dad. Step two,
it's
Tage.
It's still impressive. Yeah.
We're gonna chat with him about, because he's obviously, you know, an AHL.
Is he 9 feet tall as well?
Chat with him about his son a little. Get the dad's perspective on it. Like, you're sitting at the rink watching minor hockey.
It's just like on Wednesday, Jeremy Bieber is coming on Better Late Than Never.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is very funny. Gregor said
he'd probably actually come on your podcast.
Probably.
Funny enough. Who is our Tage Thompson, right, in the sense of like
Clean.
Who is the player that at 25?
He's not going to score 5 goals.
But who's the player at 25 that's going to pop off for us? Whether it be like, and it doesn't have to be Tage Thompson levels, but like, who is our player in our system that at 25 is going to pop off?
Klim Kostin.
Connor McDavid.
Yeah,
he is 25.
Yeah, he's going to average 2 points.
He is popping off. God damn it!
Woo! My two votes would go 1 Dylan Holloway, 2 Xavier Borgo.
At 25?
Yep.
But Thompson,
what about Broberg?
See, that's because Thompson's interesting because he was in the NHL and struggling.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a regular spot in that Blues lineup, so they gave up on him. Broberg might be that guy where at 25, he just physically figures it out. Mentally, the game clicks for him at the NHL level, and he hits a level. I like your
pick. I gotta have a chat with Strutty because he's a big Broberg guy.
Huh? Yeah, he was on the panel the other day. He was
To be fair, Strutty, I was shocked.
Strutty was also a big Willie Lagesson guy at one point, I think. So.
Yeah, Willie Lagesson. Yeah.
Classic Willie legs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to wrap this up here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Because Tyler needs to wrap up.
Oh, do you guys want to stay? Because that's impossible because we used my laptop to record.
This is how he killed the B-cast.
Yep.
I'm going to
just
flex
his
arm just like that.
Yep. That's how I do
it. Holds all the cards.
Shout out to all of our very special partners, Alfa Romeo of Edmonton, Tourism Jasper, AMA Travel, and the FIS Snowboard Bigger World Cup presented by Toyota and Explore Edmonton, DoorDash, and Oodle Noodle. That's a lot. We love them all the same, though. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.